Chapter 14, Introducing a Perspective That Promises Nothing Very Cheerful. I must tell you that in the beginning, the beings on that planet had the same presences as those of all the Keshchapmartian three-brained beings arising on all the corresponding planets of the whole of our great universe, and that they also had the same duration of existence as all other three-brained beings. The various changes in their presence began for the most part after the second misfortune had occurred to this ill-fated planet, during which its chief continent, existing under the name of Atlantis, entered within the planet. From that time on, they created all sorts of conditions of external being existence that caused the quality of their radiations to go steadily from bad to worse. And great nature was thus compelled gradually to transform their common presence through various compromises and changes in order to regulate the quality of the vibrations they radiated, which were required chiefly to preserve the being welfare of the former fragments of their planet. For the same reason, great nature gradually increased the number of beings there to such an extent that they are now breeding on all the lands of that planet. The exterior forms of their planetary bodies are all much alike, and of course, in respect of size and their other subjective characteristics, each of them is coated, just as we are, in accordance with heredity, with the conditions existing at the moment of conception, and with the other factors that serve in general as causes for the arising and formation of every being. They also differ among themselves in the color of their skin and in the type of hair they have, and these characteristics of their presence are determined, as everywhere else, by the effects of that part of the surface of their planet where they arise and are formed until they reach responsible age, or, as they say, become adult. As for their psyche, its fundamental traits have precisely the same peculiarities in all of them, no matter where they arise. And among these is that special property, thanks to which, only on that strange planet in the whole of the universe, does there occur the horrible process called the process of the destruction of each other's existence, or as they call it on that ill-fated planet, war. Besides this chief particularity of their common psyche, certain properties in each of them, regardless of where they arise and exist, are completely crystallized and become an integral part of their common presence, properties that exist under the names of egoism, self-love, vanity, pride, conceit, credulity, suggestibility, and many others no less abnormal and unbecoming to the essence of any three-brained being whatsoever. Of these abnormal properties, the most terrible one for them is suggestibility. Sometime I will tell you specially about this extremely strange property of their psyche. Having said this, Beelzebub became thoughtful, this time for longer than usual. Then, turning again to his grandson, he said, "I see that the three-brained beings arising and existing on the peculiar planet called Earth interest you very much. And as during our voyage on the ship Karnak, we shall have to talk about many things to while away the time, I shall tell you all I can about them. To give you a clear understanding of the strangeness of their psyche, it will be best if I tell you about my descents in person to the planet Earth, in the order in which they took place, and about the events that occurred there, of which I myself was a witness. I personally visited the surface of the planet Earth 6 times, and each of these visits was brought about by a different set of circumstances. I shall begin with my first dissent.